Matilda, by Roald Dahl. When she spoke again, her voice was suddenly softer, quieter, more friendly, and she leaned towards the boy, smiling. "You like my special chocolate cake, don't you, Bogtrotter? It's rich and delicious, isn't it, Bogtrotter?"
"Very good,"
the boy mumbled. The words were out before he could stop himself.
"You're right," the Trunchbull said. "It is very good. Therefore, I think you should congratulate the cook. When a gentleman has had a particularly good meal, Bogtrotter, he always sends his compliments to the chef. You didn't know that, did you, Bogtrotter? But then those who inhabit the criminal underworld are not noted for their good manners." The boy remained silent.
"Cook!" the Trunchbull shouted, turning her head towards the door. "Come here, cook. Bogtrotter wishes to tell you how good your chocolate cake is." The cook, a tall, shrivelled female who looked as though all of her body juices had been dried out of her long ago in a hot oven, walked onto the platform wearing a dirty white apron. Her entrance had clearly been arranged beforehand by the headmistress.
"Now then, Bogtrotter," the Trunchbull boomed, "tell cook what you think of her chocolate cake."
"Very good,"
the boy mumbled. You could see he was now beginning to wonder what all this was leading up to. The only thing he knew for certain was that the law forbade the Trunchbull to hit him with the riding crop that she kept smacking against her thigh. That was some comfort, but not much, because the Trunchbull was totally unpredictable. One never knew what she was going to do next.
"There you are, cook!" the Trunchbull cried. "Bogtrotter likes your cake. He adores your cake. Do you have any more cake you could give him?"
"I do indeed,"
the cook said. She seemed to have learnt her lines by heart.